Yes, you can feel and sense his presence in the house. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? There's a lot of things that you're going through. There's some of you in this house that are believing for a great turnaround. What are you going to do with it? The opportunity is here, but you're going to have to get in. 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 The opportunity is here. I was given a word. The Spirit of the Lord had dropped in my spirit. Let me give you this word. Dominion. 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 The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Sovereign Father, the Spirit of the Lord. My word says the Holy Ghost lives in me. My word says if I was to read and open up, I have this modern technology, and I also have, Apostle, have downloaded the YouVersion of the Bible. So therefore, excuse me if I use this tonight as my Bible. Is that okay with you? But my word says that the Spirit of Christ lives in me. I am the temple. I am the house. This is his domain. Therefore, he has given us dominion through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was crucified on the cross. He died. He was buried. He rose again from the dead. And now he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Okay, my word says the Holy Ghost lives in me. Therefore, I have to communicate with him, release the power, give me the authority, teach me how to rule in not only the kingdom, but in the earth. Hallelujah. Because we have been given dominion. So therefore, my body is the domain where he lives. Is that okay with you? Is that scriptural enough for you? Therefore, dominion means the power to rule. Control of a country, the region. Supreme authority. The Holy Ghost says we have been given authority to rule. To rule over what? An illustration, if I may. This box of Kleenex is going to be used as an analogy. And whatever is in this box describes what you're going through. I'll just say this is descriptive of what you might be going through. Whatever it is, you want to turn around for something. You're believing God for something. You're believing God for a turnaround for your home, for your wife. You're believing God for a turnaround in your finances, because finances is big for the people of God. It is big for the people of God. That's where we have to tap into. And the word of the Lord that was given to our apostle, and I've been holding fast to that. Declare the decree. Not a decree, but declare the decree. Command. Command whatever it is. Send forth the command on whatever you're believing for a great turnaround by using the authoritative word of God, by in that position that Christ has given you. He has placed you in his position that he has given you the authority here on earth to govern and to rule. So This is what you're going through, whatever. This symbolizes whatever you're going through. So how do you rule over it? You rule. You rule. You have been given the supreme authority to rule and to govern whatever it is that in the natural, it looks like it's not moving. It looks dead. It looks lifeless. But God said, you are my representatives. I did not hold anything back. I have given you the supreme authority to rule on earth. That's what you do with whatever is trying to hold your finances. That's what you do with the stubborn, stiff-necked of the thing. You declare the decree. You send forth the authority and the commandment of God over that thing. That's why for us, we live by the word. We speak by the word. We do nothing, but it's more than speaking the word. It's got to be the revelation of the word. Anybody can speak the word. Anybody can quote scripture. But it's the revelation of that scripture that causes things to come alive. It's the revelatory word that changes the atmosphere of your faith so that when you speak, things come to pass. Because we as a people, we've been taught to praise a certain way. We've been taught to look a certain way, and we should. I'm not negating that. We should, as a people of God, we should be taught how to praise according to the word of God. We should be taught how to reflect or speak and conduct ourselves according to the word of God, because a lot of us, we still reflect the world when we say we've been taken out of the world, which is true, but the world has not been taken out of us. We still want to be friends with the world, though we're in Christ and he has taken us out of the world. God is no respecter of persons. So we've been taught how to regulate our lives in faith in Christ Jesus. But for us, if things don't work out in a certain timetable that we expected to, we might not vocalize what we're going through, but inwardly it has affected us, where we're now leaking out what we're feeling inside instead of the truth of the word. So therefore, it says it's not by your words. It's the faith in the word. It's faith in the word. It's faith in the word. It's faith in the word. You can't tell me you're tired, because I could tell you, well, we go down a certain time and we get up a certain time and then we go to work. You can't tell me that you're not, that we're not challenged. Look around. You can't tell me that we, Apostle and I, we're not believing for certain things. The difference between he and I and you, we don't wear it. We don't allow it to influence our walk. If it doesn't turn around in a certain amount of time, God will still find us faithful to serving him. Not only in the house, but wherever we go. That's the difference. We don't wear it. We wear the anointing. We wear the robe of righteousness. We walk in the spirit of holiness. We walk in the spirit of the creative power that is able to bring things about. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't mean that the word doesn't work, because it works for he and I. And my word says he's no respect to our persons.
Hey, hallelujah.
For some of us, instead of ruling over this, it has become our pet. We trust more in the negative situations of our lives than trust in the powerful word of the promises of God. Because the majority of our lives in Christ, we've been living in the negative. We've been living in the poverty-stricken mentality. We've been living in the lack of, the barrenness in, instead of the fullness of the promises of God. And so when opportunity knocks, as it was today, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Deacon, come on, help me out. I'm trying to make an say hallelujah.
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 All the glory.
All the glory.
Come on, Deacon, take it over.
All the honor.
Let the Holy Ghost take it over.
All the praise.
All the praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Deacon.
Hallelujah.
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 And all the glory.
All the glory.
And all the honor.
All the honor.
And all the praise. All
come on, Deacon.
All the praise. Say hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
And all the glory.
All the glory.
And all the honor.
All the honor.
And all the praise.
Come on, Deacon.
All
give
all
it.
The praise.
Come on, Deacon.
Hallelujah.
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 Hey.
Hallelujah.
This is an opportunity.
In all the praise.
All the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 In
all the glory.
Come on, Deacon, go.
In all the praise.
Go.
In all the
go.
Say hallelujah.
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 We give you the glory.
Give you the glory.
We give you the honor.
Hey.
We give you the praise.
Give you praise.
We give you the praise.
Give you praise.
Hallelujah.
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 We give you the honor.
Give you the honor.
We give you the glory.
Give you the glory.
We give you the praise.
Give you the praise.
We give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey.
Just give him the glory.
Hey, hey.
Just give him the honor.
Hey, hey.
Just give him the praise.
Hey, hey.
Give him the praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We're trying to teach you. That was an opportunity for you to get in. For you to get in, this might represent something external for you, but this might represent something internally that will hold you back from believing the greatness of God to move upon your situation. Moments like that are opportunities for you to get in so that the faith of God can overwhelm you, so that he will give you the eyes through the Spirit of God to look through the gates of impossibility when your situation is in the grave and it looks dead. By faith, you declare the decree and it will come. It will come forth for you. That was an opportunity. That was an opportunity. But you gotta have radical believing faith to look beyond what's staring you in your face that's in the natural, because you are not a natural being. When the Bible talks about the you, it's not talking about your physical body. It's speaking to the you, the spiritual you, that is housed in that physical body. So therefore, we don't have to decorate our physical body to respond to the Lord. He's trying to call out your spirit man. He's trying to call out your spirit man. He's trying to call out your spirit man that was created to rule and to dominate here in the earth, and to rebuke, to step on, to reroute anything that will try to slay your faith that is resident within you. Jesus, Jesus, the Holy Ghost is in you to rule. The Holy Ghost lives in you to rule. The Holy Ghost lives in you to rule. Bring it down a little, musicians. Deacon, bring it down a little. Because I need everybody that wants more of Jesus to receive this. The Holy Ghost lives in you according to the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me go there, because I need to put scripture on this. Because the word tonight is dominion. To rule, to govern. Superior authority for the children of the living God. And I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about your position. I'm talking about your engrafted position. I'm talking about your engrafted position. Because there are some scriptures in the word, when it talks about a child or children, it's talking about now your age in Christ. But I'm not talking about that. For example, Galatians 4:19. My little children, Paul is talking to the church of Galatia. He's saying 4:19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again. In other words, you have gotten away from the truth. Now I gotta go back into prayer, groan and travail, so that you can be birthed in the spirit once again, because you're becoming like a 2-year-old. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about your position in Christ as a child of God. That's who I'm speaking to tonight, because we need you, Apostle, and I need you by the authority of Christ to recognize you don't have to be a baby in the kingdom of God. Paul said it. You know, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I acted like a child, I cried like a child. I had fits like a 2-year-old kid when they didn't get their way. And then Paul said, but when I became a man, an adult, that's what he's speaking about. As an adult, when I became an adult in Christ, I put away my temper tantrums when I couldn't get my way. I put away all those negativity when I couldn't get my way. I put away all the maligning when I couldn't get my way. I put all those things away. I packed it up and I gave it to Christ, because he has counted me worthy to stand here before you as a representative of his, to teach and train you up as a child of the living God. And I'm not talking about 4:19. I'm talking about your position due to your receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. So, just to put scripture on this, Because he's given you dominion. You cannot operate in dominion if you don't have him in you. It don't work. You cannot rule or govern anything if you don't know who you are first, your position in Christ, and where does the Spirit of Christ live? He doesn't live in this building. He doesn't live in your car. He doesn't live in your prayer closet. He doesn't live in your ministry. He doesn't live in your home. He doesn't live in your business. He doesn't live in your children. He lives in me. You have to know that. So for you to try to figure out how to do things, you need to recognize that you are only alive for one purpose, that you can promote his kingdom here on earth. You're only alive for that one purpose. It's not to build your life. It's not to build your kingdom. It's not to build anything other than to build the kingdom of my Father and his Christ. So that means you have to recognize the one that lives in you. Because if you did, we would be one in Christ. Because we have learned, we have surrendered, we have submitted to the authority of the one that is teaching us how to govern. So here in the word, again, First Corinthians 6:19. It's very important. The theme of this year, 2017, for threshing for a tabernacle, the theme for this year is the sword of the Lord. So allow me to use my sword tonight to slay whatever is trying to hold you back by opening up the eyes of your understanding in a greater measure, that tonight you will go away hopeful. Tonight you'll go away from this house filled with faith. Tonight you will go away. You know, you have packed your negative confession. You have surrendered and casted down every doubtful unbelief. You have cast down every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of his word. When you leave this building, you will be filled with more faith on how to deal with your situation so that you can be a mature believer in Christ. Is that okay with you? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Where? 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 Because some of you act like he lives with you in the house wherever you live. He doesn't live in that house. Wherever your address is, where you go to sleep, get dressed, and then do whatever in that building. He does not live in the building made with hands. He lives where? Where? Who created you? Who created you? Who created you? Who created you? So how appropriate that he would choose a place for him to live that his hands has created, because he trusts in the masterpiece that he has created. He did not give that responsibility over to man to build. He gave it to you to trust in the builder that is in you. The one that is in you is the one that has created everything from the beginning to the end. And that's talking about us, because in God there is no end. The one that created and built everything. So how appropriate and how it would be to our advantage, instead of looking around to man to fulfill our need, instead of looking around to man to give us hope, that you would speak and commune with the one that is able to create that thing that you're desiring for you. And as I say, you cannot rule or govern. You cannot have dominion if he doesn't live in you, because he's the one that has authority here on earth. You don't. Can I say that again? He's the one that has dominion here on earth. You don't. You've just been bought. Christ bought you with his life. You're on loan so that he can be used in the earth. So our way of thinking, our way of doing things, our way of interpreting the word of God has to be surrendered, has to be squashed, so that Christ, who lives where? 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 So that he can teach you how to release the creative power that is in him through your life. And so if you don't recognize, or if you are not understanding of the word, then you can't have dominion. But if you surrender to the totality of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost to teach you truly how this word works, you have to work it. You have to work the word. You have to, by your faith, work the word. As I shared at LTJ 3 Mondays ago, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified in my hard copy. I have written over the I, and I put my name Lucia. And everywhere it says I put Lucia. So that I'm reminded every time the flesh or the carnality of this individual will try to resurrect itself. It will resurrect itself if we want her to come up. That's right. Okay, you got to remember that. When you want your way, that means Lucia will rise right back up, even though you think you've crucified her. And I'm saying personalize that for you. And so it's vitally important that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But here we go again. Uh-oh, another scripture where it says where Christ lives. You mean it's just not an analogy? No. It says, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live by the faith of the Son of God. So we live by faith of the Son. We live by faith. So therefore we have to tap in, acknowledge, develop, train ourselves. How do I release the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me? Well, Holy Ghost, how do I get to the place where I live by the faith of the Son of God, according to Galatians chapter 2. You go read it in the Gospels. And then you ask the Holy Ghost, help me to live this way. Help me to submit and not be proudful and arrogant. Help me to walk in humility. Help me, oh God, that when persecution, railings, accusations come my way, that I will respond as Christ responded. Amen? So govern and rule your situation, and don't let it rule you. Govern and rule your situation, and don't let it rule you. Govern and rule your situation, and don't let it rule you. Govern and rule your situation, and don't let it rule you. How do I do that? Get into position with Christ. Declare the decree, the authority of the appropriate word of God that is fit for your situation. Amen? 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 Glory to Jesus. Can we welcome up our apostle to the platform, please? Can we just stand up and give him the highest praise?
Lucia just came out a few minutes, just a few seconds ago. I had to put Lucia back in check. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Was that a good word or what? Praise God. Did you receive it? I mean, really, did you receive it? What was the main word? Dominion. What does dominion mean? To rule, to exercise authority and power over a particular place, region, over your own life, over situations and circumstances. Dominion. Hallelujah. How are you tonight? Glory to God. Are you excited about the things of God? How you doing there, Daniel? Is it Daniel? Good to see you. You were here Sunday. You got out before I could get to you. It was last Wednesday? You got out before I can get to you. Come on up here. God's got something for you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Yeah, just right there, just for a few minutes. You know, you can, praise God. Brother Joshua will help you out. We're not trying to pick on you or anything like that. God just wants to make a deposit in you tonight. Hallelujah. You're not coming here for nothing. You're coming here to get your vessel filled with all the fullness of God. I pray that you're opened up to everything that God wants to give you tonight. He wants to flood you with his presence, flood you with his spirit. He wants your earthen vessel to glorify him in everything that you do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Who's that next to you? That is Talia? Gosh, she looks so different. Yeah, you do. Either that or maybe I just, you know, it's been a while. Okay. Talia, has that guy next to you been sharing with you what God's been doing in his life? Have you seen it? You recognize it? It's genuine? She's not going to lie. She's not going to lie. Talia, the Holy Ghost wants to minister to you tonight, too. Come on forward. Hallelujah. This is like the price is right. Come on down. The price has been paid by the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hey. My hallelujah belongs to you. That's sacred. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hey. My hallelujah belongs to you. Hallelujah. The highest praise. It belongs to God Almighty. God and God alone. It's sacred. It doesn't belong to anyone else. It's just like marriage. Marriage is sacred between a man and a woman. God brings them together to be husband and wife. And that relationship is sacred because everything that they share intimately is between them. They don't share it with anyone else. It's holy, separated, consecrated for them and them alone. The same with your hallelujah. The same with your praise. Your praise is sacred. It belongs to the Master. It belongs to him alone. And when you look at it from that perspective, it's like, Lord, I give you my highest praise. With all that is within me, I bless your holy name. All of a sudden, if you've been reading your Bible and you read through the Psalms and you see how David worshiped the Lord and the sons of Korah and how they worshiped the Lord and others, and even Moses wrote some psalms and his worship of the Lord. And when we read about the life of Abraham, we see how everywhere he went, every place he went to, and he taught Isaac and Isaac taught Jacob, they built an altar where they went to. And that altar was a place of not only sacrifice, but a place of worship, because even in the sacrifice, that was an act of worship. Hallelujah. How you doing? Your hallelujah, it belongs to him. It's holy and it's sacred. May you never look at praise and worship the same ever again. May you always understand that when we gather together here in this holy gathering to worship our God and our Christ, that what we offer unto him, it's sacred. This is yours, Master. It's not for anyone else, but for you and you alone. I give you my highest praise. Receive it. When it becomes that sacred, nothing interferes. Not what you just went through prior to coming in. And this is not the only place that you can worship and praise God. You can do it at home, you can do it in your car, you can do it on the job, you can do it anywhere. But when we come together as a holy gathering, the holy assembly, the assembly of God, there is a corporate anointing that is released. There is koinonia that goes higher than what it could alone. Or you can get your praise on by yourself. But when you come together as the corporate body, it should intensify. It's like burning coals. If they're scattered all over the pit, they generate some heat. But when you bring them all together and you pile it up, that heat intensifies. Our praise and our worship should intensify. With every heart saying, my hallelujah belongs to you, I'm telling you, what I'm receiving from the Spirit of God as we're talking about this, it's sacred. You got to understand and respect that word of sacred. It is holy unto the Master. It doesn't belong to anyone else. Therefore, it's precious. It's valuable. It's costly. What does it cost? It costs our lives. Jesus gave his life for us. We give our life for him. Hallelujah. And I'm bringing my highest and my best in Jesus' name. If you want to bring an offering, we have some offering baskets over here. We're going to take time to minister to these two. Pastor Lucia, come on forward. I know there's going to be a good deposit. I pray that you're ready. I pray that you're hungry and thirsty. Have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? I know that's that crazy stuff. That's what makes you. That's what makes us seem weird. How about you, Talia? You have that? You have glory. 15-year-old son Moses had walked away from the faith. God told me not to worry about him; that he would take care of him. He called me and apologized for all the bad things he said and did. He said the devil was destroying his life and that he needed God. After explaining the true gospel of Jesus Christ, I asked him, did he want to give his life to God? He said yes and said the prayer of salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Was that the same thing you shared? Because what happened was, Brother Joshua was at that meeting with Preacher Man, and I shared with you how Preacher Man, I sent that text over that I needed to meet with him all of a sudden, and he just got up and said, I gotta go. Well, that ministered to Brother Joshua. So when Moses called him or texted him or something, called? Right. And so then it just quickened him, You know, and he responded. He got up and went and called his son, and this was the conversation. This was the conversation. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Our sons and daughters shall come from afar. Hallelujah. No matter how far the enemy has driven them, they will be returned to their borders. And we thank you for moving in Moses' life. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We celebrate in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and lift these offerings up before the Lord. We can dismiss everyone. Now, Master, as we present our offerings to you, we also present requests. Lord, some of your people, it's like it was with Daniel, not Daniel, but David and his mighty men. Some of them were in distress. Some of them were discouraged. Some of them were in debt. And they had no way out. But you brought them, Lord God, to the one whom you anointed. And that anointing that was on King David broke off the debt, the discouragement, the distress, and turned those men into mighty warriors of God. Glory. We speak that over Threshing Floor Tabernacle tonight. For every situation, for every distress, Lord God, for those needing jobs, raises, promotions, those needing financial breakthroughs, those needing physical healing in their bodies, those needing deliverance, right now, the anointing of God, the anointing that destroys the yoke and removes the burden, is being released on you right now in the name of Jesus. You will overcome. You will recover all. You will not fail, saith the Lord God. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. Wherever you go, says the Lord, you have no need to fear. You have no need to fear. You have no need to fear. Fear not, for I am the Lord and I am with you. When you walk through the waters, I'll be there. When you go through the flood, I will be there. When you go through the fire, I will be there. I will be with you wherever you go, and I will see you through, and I will cause you to overcome, and I will cause you to ascend. I will cause you to elevate. I will cause you to go higher. Only depend upon your God. Only depend upon your Christ, and know that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you, but he will always give you the victory, and he will always cause you to triumph. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And no matter what it looks like, it's always darkest before the dawn. But just remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming. Joy is coming. Breakthrough is coming. Healing is coming. Deliverance is coming. The job is coming. The house is coming. The breakthrough is here. Oh, glory. Go ahead and celebrate, saith the Lord. Go ahead and rejoice in your God. Hey, you will not be put to shame. You will not be let down. You will not be left behind. But the Lord is with you. He's for you. He fights your battles. He's an enemy to your enemy and an adversary to your adversary. All you got to do is trust in him, depend upon him, and lean on him. Hallelujah.
The
yoke-destroying, burden-removing anointing is working on your favor, on your behalf. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophesy to yourself like the psalmist did. Soul, why art thou cast down within me? Hope in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you, Master. It's more than just a song. It's a lifestyle. We worship you. We honor and adore you. We thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, and everything you're about to do. Oh, we thank you for the miracles that are taking place. We thank you for ambushing our enemies, our adversaries, our opponents that would try and fight against us. We thank you right now, Lord. You're turning the weapons of the enemy on themselves, Lord God. They're defeating themselves, and you're giving us ultimate surpassing victory. We thank you, Lord God, that our enemies shall be utterly defeated, utterly destroyed. He will not rise up a second time. This affliction will no longer afflict you. It will not come back a second time. Speak peace. Peace like a river. Hallelujah. Peace like a river. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as we present these offerings unto you, we do it in the name that's above every name. The name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we give thanks, glory, and honor. Receive a heartfelt worship that went into the giving tonight. Receive our praise. Receive our love. We present it in the name that's above every name, Jesus. Jesus, worship the Father. We love you so much, and we thank you for loving us. Now do what you do best, Lord. Cause your people to rejoice in every good thing that the Lord has done, is doing, and is about to do. In Jesus' name. And everybody who agreed said, amen!
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 Amen! Amen! Hallelujah. That's amen to your need being met for the glory of God. This coming Saturday, 5 o'clock, we'll be here in the tabernacle. We'll be celebrating our 5th annual QLM praise banquet. We welcome each and every one of you. Tell someone, invite husbands, invite sons, invite daughters, mothers, invite everybody. Bring them all. Fill the house. Every seat filled, standing room only. People on the outside trying to get inside because they heard what God is doing in our midst. Amen. And then bring them back again for Sunday. Give them a double dose. All right. We love you so much. The Lord our God bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you, and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will triumph over the gates of hell, because you are the church of the living God and the pillar and ground of truth. The Lord be with you everywhere you go. Bless the works of your hands. Order your steps, direct your path, and guide you with his eye. In Jesus' name, amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Thank you for coming out tonight. We love you.